In a news release, the White House says hospitals around the country are taking action to downsize or eliminate their so-called gender-affirming care programs. It comes in response to an executive order signed last week by President Trump, threatening funding for hospitals that provide transitioning care to youth, including puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. The release says doctors practicing transgender health care had, quote, maimed and sterilized children and perpetuated what the statement calls a radical false claim that they can somehow change a child's sex. Bob Agner reporting.